for the elves would send word of safe arrival, and besides, the eastern Teg was troubled. Search was made, and the wagons and bodies were found, most of them, anyway. They never did find the prince's body, but he was small, only 4 years, and perhaps it was carried off by animals. He paused to see if she had questions. Pox waved him to continue. Well, then, you can imagine, I suppose, what it was like. The king was frantic. He and his wife had sworn life marriage. He refused to remarry, even though it left only one heir, his daughter. And though he tried hard, he never mastered his grief. We think it killed him, eventually. The princess was then about 9 or 10. The king's younger brothers were still too young to rule without a regent, so the king's cousin was named regent for the princess. He paused again and ran his hands over the towels on the bed. Pardon, lady, but your water will cool. This tale can wait until you bathe. Pox looked at him. He seemed near tears. She would not have thought an old man would be so moved by a tale so old. Perhaps what you tell me is more important than a hot bath, she suggested. Lady, I will continue if you wish, but I thought of you cold and tired. Pox was indeed chilling again and very tired. Her back felt like a bar of hot metal. She glanced at the tub, still steaming. Jorium, I want to hear this, but you're right, I'm tired and cold, and I may not pay close enough attention. But until I hear it, I don't want you telling everyone about the sword. It may not be the same, and I'm still not sure whose sword you think it is.
I will speak to no one, lady. Only seeing the sword again, it brought back those terrible days.
I understand. She didn't, but it seemed the right thing to say. I won't be long. Why don't you bring something hot to eat? Soup would be fine, and we'll talk again.
I'll take your things to be cleaned, he said, nodding.
Pox struggled out of her clothes while he pulled one tapestry aside to reveal a niche with clothes pegs and drawers set into one wall. From this he took a long, soft robe and hung it to warm by the fire. She wondered if he would try to snatch the sword and take it as he left, but he did not touch it, or the sword belt. The hot bath eased her aching body, and she had stretched comfortably on a low seat by the fire when Jorium returned with a tray, followed by the same two servants who removed the water and damp towels. He had brought a deep bowl of soup, a plate of sliced meat and gravy, and two small loaves of hot bread, as well as a tall beaker and mug. Sit with me, said Pox, gesturing, and tell me the rest of this tale.
Sit?
He sounded almost scandalized.
Lady, I do well enough.
He leaned against the wall and went on.
The king died, as I said, when the princess was about 9 or 10. His cousin was an honest man.
Pox could tell that Jorium was struggling to be fair to someone he had not liked.
I believe he did the best he could. But, lady, you know some humans fear elves, have small liking for them, and he himself had no Teg sense at all. He blamed the queen for the young prince's death, taking that journey, and he disliked the elves at court who would have tutored the princess in Tegan.
But didn't he know that Leonya must be ruled by someone who can sense the Tegan?
I think he didn't believe it. Some men are like that, as if blind men could deny sight to others, lacking it themselves. Anyway, our young princess was a fine one, and he did honestly by her, but for that.